is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Harder to cover up state-sanctioned killing and to hide. Monkey see, monkey do. First, from what the British and others have pieced together, Russian state operatives tracked down former spies and used weapons-grade, government-access-only chemicals to poison them on British soil. As they say in the UK, that's not even fully sorted yet. But then here come the Saudis. With even more bold recklessness, they seem to have lured a Saudi Arabian, once close to the crown, but now not fawning, and currently a columnist for the Washington Post, into their own embassy in Turkey to clear a marriage license, and then killed and butchered him. Yes, their own embassy, for goodness sakes. As if Turkey didn't have cameras on a foreign embassy, just as the British have CCTV literally everywhere. And cameras on the airport where a Saudi plane landed and then took off later in the day. And pictures of all 15 of the Saudis and, of course, the victim going into the embassy and never leaving, at least from the story that's emerging now, never leaving in one piece. You'll never see this in the movies or on Netflix or HBO. No one could ever write a script like this because viewers would not be able to fathom governments that are this stupid and have this much impunity. But I won't go into how appallingly pathetic it is to see the U.S. government and the Secretary of State assisting in coming up with a cover story for Saudi Arabia and its crown prince, our rogue but wealthy ally, much less President Trump, though our expectations for him are so low that nothing surprises. What is interesting for all of us is how the New York Times was able to finger the close connection between one of his bumbling but deadly team and the crown prince using facial recognition software. This is a you-can-run-but-may-not-be-able-to-hide story for everyone, if not today, very, very soon. As they reported, the Times gathered more information about the suspects using facial recognition, publicly available records, social media profiles, a database of Saudi cell phone numbers, Saudi news reports, leaked Saudi government documents, and in some cases, the accounts of witnesses in Saudi Arabia and the countries the crown prince has visited. In one picture after another, they were able to put one of the prince's security detail next to him in Houston, Dallas, Paris, and Madrid. Okay, they don't have all that information on all of us, but think about it. They do have a lot of it now. Facial recognition, public records, social media profiles, and cell numbers if they want them. It's really a case where what they don't have yet. And don't bet on the fact they won't have it soon. Sure, nation states and their security have this apparatus now, so if any of you are in denial, wake up and smell the roses. But as the Times is proving, so do others. So may almost anyone soon. I'm not saying any of you are thinking about joining a state-sponsored hit squad. Learn from Russia and Saudi Arabia. It's stupid. But they are countries, and it seems other countries, including the U.S., may let them get away with it. You wouldn't be that lucky. But get a grip. The day is coming where anything you do will be available and known to everyone everywhere. I'm not sure any of us is ready for that day, but it's dawning. You can read it in between the lines in the Times. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.